首先呢，我上台之前做一件其实不应该做的事情，首先先纠正一下这个黄金的有一个字，OK，
First, I have to correct Mr. Huang. One word.
one word. Then we speak, and I'm gonna speak English. 第十篇，我们如果引用的时候，我们建议大家用第十九篇。不用章，那 OK，这个是常用做法，因为他要做翻译，所以我要先给他纠正一下，不是说给他挑刺，OK，好。
So it's chapter 19, not chapter 19.
Yes，it's chapter 19, but in Chinese normally we use volume instead of chapter. So I know a couple others made the same mistake too. But
Thank
normally
you.
the book is in a volume and chapter and a verse. So, but I appreciate God's give us this chapter 19. It's beautiful written verses, especially there's one verse is encourage me today is the last verse 14, right? So. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
所以诗篇第十九章是十九篇是一篇非常美丽的诗篇，而且有力的诗篇。我最喜欢第十九篇的第十四节，这里讲：耶和华，我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语、心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
Yeah, so let's start. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
And I'm so glad to see you all here, especially Jonathan come back. So really pleasing to see you all here.
我非常高兴看到我们的青少年在这里与我们一起参加敬拜，特别是 Jonathan Emily came back，回到我们中间。
So the translator is telling them more than I say, right? Okay. Several days ago, and the deacon Ching called me and say Pastor Yu was sick.
前几天我们的汪庆执事给我打电话说尤牧师有病了。
So ask me if I'm available to preach.
要问我是不是我能够接上来为今天证道。
According to Chinese tradition, I should be humble and meditate and say I need to pray first.
根据我们中国人的传统，我应当说我应该比较谦虚一点告诉他我需要祷告，有一点时间去思考。
But the Holy Spirit convinced me in a couple of seconds, and I respond yes.
但是圣灵感动我，我马上回答说是的，我可以。
I can explain to you why I think that way.
今天我要告诉你为什么我有这样的回答。
Not because I feel I'm good at preaching, actually, I'm not.
并不是因为我觉得自己非常有这个有能力证道，而其实我没有什么能力证道。
So when I'm preaching, I have a lot of habits, and for example, if I'm speaking too soft or too low volume, ask. And you guys like do some gesture so I know I can speak up a little bit.
So 我正道之后如果有不好的习惯，比如说我如果说话说的声音低的话，请大家提醒我，我可以说的声音提高我的音量。
Or if I say something and I make you boring or tired, and then you just do this, so I know make you headache.
如果我讲的不是很有意思，没有兴对你没有兴趣的话，你可以举手或者是做一些什么动作让我知道。
So, or if you scratch your hand, I know you're confused.
或者你如果挠挠头的话，你觉得你有点迷失，有点有点不懂的话，你可以挠挠头。
That will be totally his fault.
那个时候也可能是因为翻译的不好。
So recently, today I travel a lot with my two boys to try to see the colleges.
最近我带领我两个孩子一起到各个大学去参观大学。
Yeah, I also pick up a couple of good books when I'm on vacation.
在这个过程当中，我顺便也读了很几本很好的书。
Yeah, just before I visit the last stop in Pittsburgh, I pick up a great book on my bookshelf.
在我去匹兹堡匹兹堡之前这个旅行的时候呢，我拿了一本，我从我的书架上拿了一本很有趣的书。
This is one famous pastor John Piper's book.
这是一个很有名的牧师 John Piper 写的一本书。
Desiring God. Desiring God.
哦，这是神的神的
渴慕神。
渴慕 ，Yeah， 渴慕神。
It's a great book. I'm going to recommend. Going to totally change your spiritual life.
这是一本非常有趣的书啊！我非常推荐给大家，希望大家能够读这本。
At least change and make my trip with my kids so joyful.
至少这本书让我跟我孩子旅行的时候，让我的这个旅行非常的有意思。
Main message from John Piper is whatever we are serving God, we should have served joyfully.
其中一个非常重要的信息，这个 Pastor John Piper 告诉我的，就是说，每当我们侍奉神的时候，我们应当欢欣喜悦的来侍奉神。
Yeah, whenever you are worshiping God, worship joyfully, delightfully.
如果你来敬拜神的话，你要来欢天喜地的喜悦的来敬拜神。
Yeah, and another thing is encouraging me this morning, and our sister.大明 ask an interesting question in a Sunday school.
今天早上在主日学的时候，大明姐妹问了一个非常有趣的问题。
Yeah. You say in Chinese we have used different words regarding pray.
在早上他在说我们中国人在讲祷告的时候有一个不同的说法。
那你应该翻译成什么词呢？祷告是吧？那大明在这边吗？所以我们。华人的这个 Chinese always uses the 祷告 That's their common habit. So I answer your question. Now today's message is much related to my pray on the issues my boys to go to college.
今天我要讲的信息完全就是与这个祷告很有关系关系到我孩子们他们要上大学的事情。
I enjoyed recently my praying life habit because God's showed me a lot of promise I enjoy.
我非常享受在神面前的祷告因为 在神面前祷告的过程中神向我启示了很多的事情
yeah,
我非常的享受。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
让我们低头来祷告。
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, we all are your children. You love us.
天父父神我们都是你的孩子你爱我们。
Today we plead before you.
今天我们在这里恳求你。
We want to see what you want us to see.
我们希望知道你想要我们做的事情。
We want to hear what you want us to hear.
我们想听到你要我们想听的事情。
We want to get to the promise of Hill Country.
我们想知道我们所的应许之地。
May the Holy Spirit fill this room.
愿圣灵充满我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so let me, I forgot, can you move to the next slide? Yeah, so when Qing called me, he said I was the only one he knew had a little bit experience of preaching.
当王庆只是给我打电话问我的时候他告诉我他说只有我是这个教会里头可以证道的人。
Not really, I had some experience of preaching on this stadium.
其实不是这样的我以前在这个这里也证道过。
So, I still remember that many years ago I preached a subject over here.Probably nobody remember what I preach. Even I forgot too. So,
其实几年前我曾经在我们教会证道过但是我不知道大家还记不记得我讲的信息其实我自己也大概忘记了。
But I remember after the sermon, two dear brothers gave me some feedback.
但是我记得我讲完了以后，有两个弟兄走上前来给我一些反馈意见。
One is give me a very good suggestion. Say, hey, when you speak, don't swing sideways.
So, 其中一个弟兄告诉我说，当你在正道的时候，不要左右摇晃。
So you remember, you make sure you give feedback after preach, and they always got benefits from that.
所以常常要永远记着，当我们正道的时候，要身体笔直。
The second brother is the father of brother Yuanning.
第二个弟兄是岳宁弟兄，他告诉我。
Yeah, the father, father-in-law.
岳宁弟兄的父亲。告诉我。
No, actually, his father-in-law.
的岳父。岳父告诉我。
He was not a believer at that time, but he gave me the best of the feedback I got.
在那个时候他还没有受洗，但是他给了我最好的建议。
He said, you are the one and the very few one, and it didn't make me sleep.
他告诉我，他说你是仅有的几位讲道的时候没有让我睡觉。
That's really make encourage me. I know my message touch his heart.
那告诉我这个反馈意见对我影响非常大，因为我知道我的信息真正的触摸到他的心灵。
However, my first preaching experience was not here.
但是我的第一次讲道的经历不是在我们的教会。
It was in a Little Rock, in three hours away in Arkansas.
那是在小市城，在阿肯色州的小市城。
I didn't remember the title of the message.
那次讲道的经历，我仍然记得那个讲道的信息的题目。
Yeah, it's called Little Rock.
这个题目就叫做小市城。
Because my last name in Chinese is Rock.
因为我的中文姓就是石。
So I go share with them and say, I come in Real Rock as a Real Rock and try to use the message of Real Rock of David to convert the message in the face of Real Rock become a big message.
所以我来到小石城，我这个真正的石头来到了小石城，我用 David 的这块石头来讲这个石头的信息。
So, interesting, when I visited Pittsburgh.
当我非常有趣的时候，当我在参观匹兹堡的时候。
If you can see a little bit in the corner of the picture, that's a friend. He was in a Red Rock and Chinese church.
如果你可以看到这个 slide 上，这个投影上面这个角落上那个相片的话，那个是我的在小市城的一个朋友。
When I was there in Pittsburgh, he invited me, called me, insist that we should drop by his house to have some dumplings.
当我在匹兹堡的时候，他打电话给我，他说我应该在他的路过他家的时候，应停一下，我们可以吃饺子。
If Matthew is telling the truth, this is the best dumpling he ever ate. So.
如果我的儿子 Matthew 告诉你的话，他会告诉你。这一栋饺子是他吃的最好的饺子。
The reason I want to share with you is, when I went visit Little Rock, they were struggling trying to find a pastor.
我想跟你分享的今天的信息呢，是想说，当我那次到 Little Rock, 到小石城讲道的时候呢，他们教会正好在寻找牧师。
And when I was in Pittsburgh at his house,
当我在小石城的时候，我就住在他家。
I've stayed there and he shared with me and a good news they already find a new pastor in a Red Rock Chinese church.
所以当我在那里住在他家的时候，他跟我分享了一个好消息，就是说他们教会已经找到了牧师。
He was from Pittsburgh.
And 那个牧师就是来自于匹兹堡。
Yes. So when I come back, Ching called me.
当我回来以后，汪庆打电话给我。
I convinced it's the call from God, it's not from Qing.
所以我确信这是来自于神的电话，这不是汪庆的电话。
So I don't want to I just want to share with you those experiences.
我就是想跟你分享一下我在小石城的经历。
Okay. Every day, as a Christian, we should practice the pray.
作为基督徒，我们每天都应该学习祷告功课。
During this, all this trip, I pick up another book. It's called Kneeling Christian.
在这个去匹兹堡的这个途中呢，我带着一本书，这个书名呢叫做柜子的基督徒。
That book does not have author name.
那个书很有趣，它没有作者的名字。
But those books sold probably published more than millions.
但是这本书大概已经出版发行了将近100多万册。
That's a great book. I would recommend you guys read it when I finish it.
这是一本非常有趣的书。我推荐大家，努力推荐大家也去读这本书。我要把这本书读完。
There's a lot of good examples in the Bible regarding pray or how should we pray, when to pray, what to expect to be answered.
在圣经当中有很多很多祷告的例子告诉我们什么时候如何祷告。遇到困难的时候如何祷告，祷告如何回应。
I'd like to share with you a small story in the Bible.
我想分享一下圣经当中一个很小的故事给大家。
Yeah, this is one on earth and recorded in Mark chapter 9 and 23 to 24.
这个故事是发生在马可福音第九章chapter
9And 23 to 24.
第九章23节到24节。
Yeah. It says the father and ask Jesus, and Jesus give the response to his begging for healing his son.
马可福音第九章第23节24节讲到一个父亲他在祈求主耶稣基督治愈他的女儿的病。
Yeah, Jesus responds, if you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief.
Mark. Sorry.
Do you want to just read it?
Mark 福音第九章第23节到24节，耶稣基督说：“你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。”孩子的父亲立时喊着说：“我信，但我信心不足，求主帮助我。”
We know as a father, we.In the earthly, our love is strong pointed and fixed on our kids.
我们作为地上的父亲，我们爱我们的孩子，我们。
But this prayer is reflecting my heart. I want Jesus to heal my son and take care of them every day.
这个祷告确实是在我心中引起回应，因为我希望神能够照顾看顾我的孩子。
So I want to share with you the other picture on the corner. This was the trip I took my boy to Dallas.
所以我想跟你分享一下这个幻灯片的下角右下角的这个照片。这是我带领我儿子去 Dallas 参加夏令营的一个活动照片。
In that trip, we met one amazing people.
在那个活动当中，我们遇见了一些非常有影响力的人。
His name is called John Singleton.
这个人的名字呢，叫他的名字叫 John Singleton.
He was blind when he was a very early age.
他是在很早很小的时候，他眼睛就瞎了。
Yeah, when he was a refugee in Uganda.
他在乌干达做难民的时候，他的眼睛瞎了。
So later on, he was adopted into Dallas some family.
后来他被达拉斯的一个美国家庭所收养。
Later on, if you guys use interest, and Matthew and Peter can share a great story about him and later.
所以如果在座的大家如果对他这个人感兴趣的话，我的儿子 Matthew 跟 Peter 他们可以向你分享很多关于他的有趣的故事。
I think is I learned from John Singleton is two things.
但是我呢从 John Singleton 他的身上学到两个功课。
One is his prayer experience.
第一是他祷告的经历。
He really so close to Jesus and he prayed.
他与耶稣基督离得很近，他真的是在每天祷告。
One of the story he said when he was, I think it's 16, 17, he's still wetting his bed during the night.
另外一个经历就是他大概是在16岁或者是17岁的时候，那个时候他晚上还常常的尿床。
He begged that night and said, God, you do something because I really want to be healed.
但是他恳切的祷告，向神祷告说，神啊，求你医治我，我真的希望被医治。
When the truth begging come from this person, and God answered.
当他向神祷告恳求的时候，神就回答了他的祷告。
And after that night, he never had that issue again.
从那以后他就再没有这个尿床的这个。
There's a lot of things happened to this person.
在他的身上发生了很多很多的事情。
For example, when I sit down talk with him, and once.Sentence crack me or warn me. That's a little bit kind of difficult, confusing way to. When I share some conversation, one sentence that he said is really give me a shock.
So, 当我和他交谈的时候，他讲的一句话，给我引起极大的震动。
I know what he's pointing to.
我知道他在指谁。
He said, when I talk with other people.
他说当我跟别人说话的时候
Normally I can sense somebody is telling truth or not.
我常常可以感到对方他有没有说真话。
So every time I share something, I will hesitate because I need to remind myself I always should tell the truth.
所以每当我要说话的时候，我常常感觉到一点忧郁，我在提醒自己，我一定要讲真话。
And he, because he's blind, but he walks so freely inside the building without knocking to anything.
这个 John 他虽然是瞎子，可是他在教会里头，在这个房子里头走动的时候，没有一点问题，他可以躲开障碍物，非常自如的躲开。
He is a beautiful singer.
他是一个非常，他有美好，非常的美好的声音，可以唱。
So we ask him to sing Amazing Grace for us.
所以我叫他为我们唱奇异恩典。
I have the recording I can share with you and you will be amazed by him.
但我要在这里告诉你，我听到的奇异恩典是非常美妙的。
So one of the kids, sometimes kids ask tough questions, right?
有的时候有些孩子们可以问一些非常难的问题。
They ask him and say, because you're blind, how do you describe what you see it?
So 我在跟他讲，我问他说，你是瞎子，你怎么来描述你唱歌的声音呢？
He said, I don't know.
他说我不知道。
But I just see it.
我只是。我只是看见。
After discussion, he really described how beautiful our Jesus Savior is.
经过这个对话以后，他正是在向我描述了我们的耶稣基督是多么的美好。
He presented the most beautiful picture of Jesus to us.
他向我们描述了我们的耶稣基督是如何的美好。
He used the words of a beautiful.
他在用这个美丽这个词来描述基督。
Yeah. So I learned a lot from him. We should practice praying.
我向他学到了很多很多的功课。其中一个最重要的功课就是祷告。
So one night after this one, we have